Recording has started.
Blog Talk Radio.
We were sharp crying. How long we were sharp crying? How long we
great things.
blessings on. Holy, our blessings on. Holy, our blessings on. Holy, yes, 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 yes. Oh, holy name, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. We bless the Lord, hallelujah, with all of our soul and with all that is within us. Glory to God. Truly, he is worthy to be praised. Amen. And we come to worship him on tonight. We come to worship the Lord. Glory to God in the beauty of holiness. And we just want to say welcome. We want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. The Prayer News Network Global, and we are live tonight. Amen. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For, amen, the awesomeness of God. Just the awesomeness of God. Amen. Glory to God. My heart, my mind goes back to what more can he do? He's already laid the foundation and opened up the way. What more can he do? Amen. But we thank God on today. We bless him. Amen. I just feel like praising the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just feel like worshiping the Lord on tonight in the beauty of holiness. Glory to God. Does anybody else feel like that on tonight? Amen. I'm talking about just worshiping the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We want to say welcome tonight, people of God. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you on tonight. Thank you. Thank you, each and every one of you, for coming to be with us on tonight. Glory to God. We just thank God, people of God, because we are yet here under this open heaven. And for this, we give God thanks. We give God praise. And we thank God on tonight because he has assembled us here. Because there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God on tonight, people of God, that there is a prepared word for prepared people, those that are ready to hear what thus said the Lord. The word is prepared. And as you've come in, people of God, we want you to go ahead and invite someone tonight, invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Send out that text message. Send out that group message. And tell them, come, and join us on tonight. Join us tonight for this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Invite them to this experience. Amen. Invite them to this experience on tonight. So we bless God on tonight for his awesomeness. We thank him because truly he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we give God thanks and praise on tonight because he changed not. We thank God on tonight, people of God, because his eyes is in every place. His eyes are in every place, beholding the good and the evil of men. Amen. And we thank God on tonight that he is our vindicator. He does vindicate the righteous. We're thanking him on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. That he's a righteous judge. How many know he's a righteous judge? And for this, we give God thanks. And we give him praise on tonight, people of God. And we're just thanking him that he's getting us ready for that great day. Getting us ready, amen, getting us ready for the great day, amen, when we shall stand before him and give an account of the things that we've done, amen, in these earthen vessels. There is a day of reckoning. Glory to God. And we thank God on today. Amen, Jesus, that we're not too prideful, that we don't have strife in our hearts, but that we can literally humble ourselves before the Lord and allow him to speak to us and show us ourselves by his word. Amen, that we're not deceived. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God on tonight again. I want to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on out and be with you. Just want to thank God for all of our lead. Thanking him first of all, amen, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, people of God, amen. It is he that has made us truly and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And we thank him on tonight because he's a good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. And we're blessing the Lord for him on tonight. Just want to thank God for all of my leaders. Thank God, amen, for all of the advisors on tonight. We thank God on tonight for our scripture reader. Thank God on tonight for our prayer warrior that comes to sanctify the line. We thank God for you, people of God. We thank God for you. Glory to God. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're so grateful. We rejoice, and we're glad in it on tonight. Amen. Again, we thank God for you, people of God. Go ahead and invite a couple of people to come in. Those that are listening from wherever you're listening from, we thank God for you. We do. We thank God for you for tuning in to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. And tonight, people of God, we want to go ahead and sanctify our line, amen, according to the established order. Amen. We want to sanctify our line. We're going to have missionary Dorothy Fan to come and sanctify our line for us on tonight. And immediately after her, people of God, we will have our scripture. And we're thanking God for Sister Mary Holland. These two women are just so dedicated. They're so committed. We thank God for them. Just thanking God for what he's doing in their lives. Amen. Because truly he's doing a work in their lives. And people of God, listen, we have an awesome speaker on tonight, the woman of God. As you know, she has a standing commitment. Amen. For as long as the Lord will say to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global every Sunday night and every Monday night. And I tell you, today already feels like a Monday. Amen. It feels like a Monday. It feels like a regular work day. But we thank God on today again, amen, for this woman of God that is committed to coming to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. And I tell you, people of God, surely she has been allowing the Lord to use her. So we thank God for her. Amen, Jesus, on tonight, this woman of God. Amen, Jesus, we know that there is a word from the Lord. Amen. We set our hearts and we set our minds, people of God. This woman of God comes to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas, people of God. Amen. By way of Banks, Alabama. Amen. We thank God tonight for none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. Amen. And after our scripture reading, people of God, the next voice that you will hear will be that of our speaker on tonight, the woman of God. God bless you. In that order, people of God, amen. We're going to go ahead and get ready to sanctify the line. Amen. Missionary Fan. Amen, Jesus. Can you get over, Missionary Fan? There you are.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise him. Praise him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we praise you, Lord God. We come to magnify your name, Lord God. We come to give you the praise on tonight, Lord God. We come to worship you tonight, Lord God. We come to give you all the glory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to come back, Lord God, again. Lord God, in your presence, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up, Lord God, in the beauty of holiness tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon each and every one of us tonight, Lord God. We come asking you, Lord God, to create in us a clean heart, Lord God, and renew a right spirit within us. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon each and every one of us tonight, Lord God, that come to this line, Lord God. We come asking you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, for all our iniquities, Lord God, for all transgressions, Lord, for any and everything that we may have said or even thought today, Lord God, that wasn't pleasing to your sight. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to look upon the need of your people tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come, Lord God, some looking for one thing and some looking for another, but we come tonight, Lord God, in your presence, Lord God, for in your presence there's fullness of joy. In your presence, Lord God, is whatever we need. And we come tonight to say thank you, you, Master. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to, Lord God, have that on the way tonight, Lord God. Let your choice of anointing, Lord God, flow through these lives tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to heal, deliver, set free tonight in the name of Jesus. We ask you to save, Lord God, on this line tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to hear, Father, from you, in the name of Jesus. For we know there is a word, Lord God, for your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So have your way. Let your choices, anointing, fall on this line tonight, in the name of Jesus. Move on the woman of God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God, with her, through her, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, look on Minister Bradley, Lord God. Strengthen the Lord God in the name of Jesus. Move on her behalf this day. For you see and you know everything in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we will give you the praise, the glory. We will always give you the honor. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus.
Giving honor to God, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Batley, to the speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer wall, and to all of us listening to the 11th verse. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to him that have obtained life precious with us, the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, according to his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these things you might partake of the divine nature that is in the world through us. And besides this, given our wisdom as to your and to knowledge, temperance, and temperance, patience, and patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness, charity. But if these things in you in a time, they make you that ye should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is fine, and cannot suffer all, and has forgotten that he was from his own fear. Wherefore, brethren, you shall never fall. For so in interest shall be mixed unto you abundantly to the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I have read to you 2 Peter, the first chapter, the first through 11th verse. May God have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and most of all, the doing of his holy word.
Amen, amen. We bless God on this night. Hallelujah. Glory to God for bringing us together one more time. Bless his name. And I was listening to Evangelist, and I'm telling you, there's such a spirit of worship and praise in the atmosphere. At least I feel the same. I feel like that all week, just giving God the praise and just blessing and just lifting up the name of Jesus. And I don't need a reason. I just felt like praising him, because he's worthy to be praised. He deserves it. The blessing in the fact that we are alive, clothed in a right mind. We didn't even have to wake up to see this day. That's enough to give God praise for. He don't owe us anything. Blessing in the fact that we can see and have the activities of our limbs. Hallelujah. Just so great to know. Hallelujah. Even being in the land of the living, just being alive alone is enough. for me to give God the glory. And so I greet you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus, who is our soon coming King. We do bless, magnify, and glorify him because he is the head of our lives, the head of this platform. Everything he do, hallelujah, we do, he gets the glory from it. And so, God, we thank you for the PNN advisors and the prayer warriors, Evangelist Bradley, and every one of you tonight, from wherever you are dialing in from or listening to, I greet you tonight in the precious name of Jesus, our soon coming King. Thank God for the protocol that has already been established, which I agree with, but I want to acknowledge my pastor, who is the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, his wife, and bless his name, and every leader on this platform, everyone with a title tonight, a vision, on even those who just regular people, you're still important to God. It don't matter. And so I bless you tonight in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, I give you thanks for your word. We thank you for this night of worship. This glory to God. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. This night of praises and thanksgiving unto you. Oh, God, you're worthy to be praised. Oh, God, I lift you up. I thank you for what you're about to say. I thank you, God, for your love towards your presence that is here right now. Thank you, oh, God, for the anointing that is over this platform that will make your word come forth with ease. Open our ear to hear what you are saying. Give us, oh, God, enlighten our dark understanding and give us a desire, God, for you like never before. We do sanctify and bless you. And God, we will hide our word in your word in our hearts, that we will not sin against you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And so tonight, I'm telling you, glory to God. I just feel this because God is one spirit. God is just one spirit. And Evangelist Bradley came on the thing, and my eyes are full of tears because and she started talking about the praises of God. And my topic tonight is praising God in the time of affliction. And to hear her come on talking about, she feel like praising God. And God gave me this topic and to encourage the people of God that when you go through your affliction, it is time to praise the Lord. And so I just have a few verses that I took it from. I have some other verses of scripture down in the passage that I will deal with a little later on. But Psalms 119, 107 to 109 says, and we're dealing with David tonight because everybody knows that David was a praiser. We all know that David was a man that he believed in the word of God. So we're going to be dealing not only with praises tonight, but we're going to be dealing with the word of God. Bless his name. Bless his name. We're going to be dealing with the statutes and the laws and the precepts of and the judgments of God tonight. Bless his name. All of it deals directly with his word. Bless his name. And so 107 says, I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. 108 said, except I beseech thee the freewill offering of my mouth. O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. Glory to God tonight. My soul is continually in my hands, not the hands of God. He said, might in my hands. Yet I do not forget thy law. And here David is showing us that we are responsible for our own souls. We are responsible, my God, for our souls. We have to understand tonight our lives are in the hands of God, but our souls, we've got to make up our minds, my God, tonight, to be saved. We've got our souls do what I'm thinking and all of this. We've got to be the ones to be responsible for our souls. So we need to have a made-up mind to always remember the law and the word of God, especially in this last hour, because the laws of God are being done away with. Hallelujah. The word of God is being fought against. And so we've got to open our eyes to see what is happening in this last hour. David was going through so much affliction, bless his name tonight, he came to realize that the only way of escape is by the word of God.
God is telling us it's going to take his word to bring deliverance, complete deliverance in our lives can only come through the word of God. Bless his name. He came to realize that the only way of escape which we need to do is by taking heed to the word of God. God is telling us it's going to take his word to bring deliverance. He said heaven and earth is passing away as we can look around and see the judgment and wrath of God is in the earth. He said, but my word is going to last forever. David continues to use praises as an offering up to God, like he said. He didn't let his trials shut his praise down. What is stopping your praise in this hour? Is there something that you're going through that is causing you not to give God the praise or the glory that he deserves? Is there some kind of testing that God has you going through where you feel oppressed and depressed and you just don't feel like giving God the praise? But David had confidence in God. He knew his life was in the hand of God. And if we knew or know that our life is in his hand, why do we get all bent out of shape? Why is it that we can't praise or give God what he really deserves? The question is, how can you turn your eyes to God and sing his praises when your life is hard? How can that happen when your life is turning upside down or has been turned upside down? Where do you find strength or words of praises and thanksgiving when your heart is full of sorrow, when you are up and you are struggling? That's a hard place to give God a real praise. That's a hard place to even praise God in spirit and in truth because you're dealing with so much on your mind. We have to come to the place, glory to God, yes, God. Glory, yes, God. We have to come to the place to know the only way of escape is to our prayer, to praises. Sometimes we just got to worship until some things are broken up off our lives. But most of all, God is saying tonight is going to take my word to bring deliverance. Glory to God. That is why there is so much and so much of great fight to read and to study the word of God. My God, for so many people that call themselves Christians, if you ask them and last, they took up the Bible and not just read but study, they cannot tell you. That's where the greatest fight comes. To learn how to praise God, you got to understand the word of God. That's what David, you'll see, used the word of God to praise. You'll find yourself being distracted, falling asleep, too tired from working hard, or just moving around throughout the day. The word of God is a weapon of mass destruction, and we've got to realize that demonic forces and strongholds, especially in this hour where evil has intensified. Evil has grown worse, as the Bible said. So it's going to take the word of God in your life. So you have to activate your faith with this word to be able to overcome. It's going to take you praising your way through in this hour to overcome. Satan knows it's going to take the word of God to bring deliverance. The devil knows that. He tested Jesus in the wilderness after he came out of his fasting. He said, it is written. So he knows it's going to take the hallelujah tonight, the word of God, to bring deliverance. So he will do anything to stop us from reading or studying the word of God the way we should and the way God expects us to do it. We have to get to the point, glory to God, tonight where we are the dedicated. It's going to take commitment and desperation for the word of God to be in our lives, to study it, to read it. We have to run after it more than we're running after our jobs and material possessions, running after food and water and all kind of things. We've got to have a hunger and a thirst for the word of God more than anything else in our life in this last hour. Glory to God. We must realize if we say we love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, time, not spending quality time getting to know God through his word. Who? The word of God, who is Jesus. By saying we love Jesus, that means we are saying we love God's word. There is no way you can say you love Jesus and don't read the word. don't spend time studying the Word, because He is the Word. That means we are saying we love God's Word. And so if we love God's Word, we're telling God we love Jesus. But how many times we read about Jesus? How many times we read the Word, who is Jesus? How many times throughout the week do we pick up our Bibles to get to know this Jesus, who is the Word of God? That means we are saying we love God's Word. So if we are not spending time studying or reading it, it shows how much we really love God. We can never say we love God and there's no quality time studying, no quality time reading. Pick up and read one scripture or maybe a verse and we put the Bible down. That's not showing love for God. To love God is to love His Word. To love His Word is to know it. You can't say you love it and Him and the Word and don't know it. Or Jesus, who is the Word. There is no way we can tell God we love Him and Jesus and we don't spend no quality time, people of God, in His Word. To love Him is to love His Word, who is Jesus Christ. Remember that tonight. To know Him is to know the Word, who is Jesus Christ. It's going to take God's Word to deliver and bring us through in this last hour and help guide us. We're going to need guidance. The only way that we can be guided and instructed is by the Word of God. It's going to take praying the Word of God in these last hours to keep you. And if you don't know the Word of God, then you cannot pray and remind God of His Word. The only language God understands is what He said. He said, remind me of my Word. And if we're not studying and reading, how could we remind Him? So a lot of people are defeated, hallelujah, being defeated in this last hour because of a lack of the Word of God. A lot of people end up in the hospital, hallelujah, for a lack of believing when God says you're healed. They don't really believe it. We believe what the doctor says until we end up dying because we will fail to believe what God says. His Word, my God, is powerful. It helps us. It's going to take our praises to get through trials and affliction. As we look at the life of David, his weapon was praise to get him to what he was dealing with. We know the life and the story of David. He was going through so much, but he didn't get discouraged. He began to praise God, bless His name, in the midst of his trials and his affliction. To have an intimate relationship with God, it comes to knowing Him by the Word. How can we have intimacy with a don't spend no quality time? Jesus Christ is the person of God that came as the Word. And so He's looking for intimacy. It comes to knowing Him by His Word. It is hard to know and not spend time to know His Word, and it stops you from really pursuing the things that God has for you. It can hinder your blessing. It's so much more to God than just quoting the scripture or saying, I believe. Is activating it. It's living it. It's being a doer of it. Oh, bless His name tonight. To have an intimate relationship with God, it comes to knowing Him by His Word. Hallelujah tonight. But we look at Psalm chapter 34. David reminds us that we should praise God through the good times and bad. Praise should fill our hearts every day, no matter our circumstances, especially when we are walking through seasons of great trials. Oh, glory to God tonight. The woman of God came on talking about praises. And God said, deal with praises, because a lot of us don't give God the praise that He deserves when they're going through testing and when they're going through trials. We don't give God what He deserves. Praise God in the storm. Hallelujah. The best place that we should praise God is in the storms of our life. Not murmuring and complaining, but giving them praise, giving them glory through the battles. And then life gets hard. Hallelujah. Make the choice to fill your heart with the word of praise, with the word of God, with the word of thanksgiving unto God. Turn your eyes to Him and allow Him to surround you with His love and strength. Hallelujah. When you begin to praise and worship the Lord, God will release an anointing over your life that will, my God, keep you. He will release an anointing and His power over you to bring you deliverance. But we got our minds get so caught up on what we're going through. We focus so much on what we're dealing with that we don't give God what he deserves. Praise God in the storm. This sometimes the storms may be raging, like when Peter then was on the boat and Jesus was asleep. He speaks to the wind, he said, peace, be still. Glory to God to Matt. He says the word spoke. My God, the word was sleeping on the boat. The word was taking it easy. And they were still afraid. They had the word in the storm. And they still didn't trust, my God, what the word said. Hallelujah. They wake him up. And he said, why are you disturbing my rest? Just speak to your situation. Just speak to your circumstances. Glory to God in this last hour. And so to him, and allow him to surround us with his love and strength. When you feel surrounded, fight your battles with praise. When you feel like you can't take no more, fight your battle with praise. When you feel like your tests and trials are going to, you feel like you're going to drown in it, my God, fight your battle with praise. When you are on the bed of affliction and you feel like you're going to take your last breath, God is saying tonight, fight your battle with praise, not with medication, not with my God prescription. Learn how to fight your battle with praise. I'm telling you, we learn to put praise on our lips when we're going through all kinds of things. There is no way we cannot come out. When we're praising God and reminding God of what he said in his word, there is no way we can be defeated. Many in the body of Christ are being defeated because of a lack of the word and a lack of praise. We praise God for a short time, and if we don't see no results, we give up and turn away from what God is saying. But he said, I want you to trust me. Praise me like you know I have already done it. Praise me in advance of what I am doing and what I am about to do. And so when struggles begin to close you in, you may find yourself without words to pray. Sometimes you just can't pray, unable to find those words of prayer, and even sometimes you don't know how to pray. When I don't have the words to pray, what I do, turn to Bible verses. That's what I do about praising God and use those prayers, my God, through the word of God to bring my deliverance, to deepen my relationship and inspire my prayer life. It is with the word of God. Blesses him tonight. I pray, my God, this encourage y'all tonight to take hope in God's power and God's word. Blesses him. Even as the battle seems to close in around you, those who are maybe going through so much, remember that God is surrounding you. Use the word of God to pray. Hallelujah. You through when life seems to be hard, hold fast to God and praise, and praise me in your trials. Praise me in your testing. Praise me whether you feel like it or not. Praise me even if you're on the deathbed. Praise, oh, glory to God on tonight. Use the word of God to pray you through when you are going through life's storm, people of God. That is what David did. When you need to find words of praise on those hard days, when your heart is heavy and it's a struggle to see the blessings, you can't see God doing nothing for you. You've been praying year after year, month after month, and still there is no result. Learn to lean on the word of God and praise him until you move his hand. Praises, real praises, will move the hand of God. I don't care what you're dealing with tonight. If we learn to praise God for real and stop focusing on what, who doing what to me and how I'm going through in the church and this person and the next person, and learn to focus, my God, on praises, hallelujah, you will begin to see a situation turn around. God will give you a miracle. Blessings come down in the midst of the praise. Use the word of God, praising God in your prayer until your heart can find its own word. If you don't know what to say, just continue to worship. If you don't know what to say, just continue to stay in an attitude of praise until your prayer, till God brings a prayer to you. Then you begin to pray or worship. It would lead you into a time of prayer. The best way to enter the praise of God is that enter my gates with thanksgiving and enter my courts with praise. Be thankful unto me and bless my name. Oh, glory to God tonight. Psalms 34, 1-4 says, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually, non-stop, be in my mouth. Are we continually praising God in the Lord? The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Is any humble people here and you boasting in God? Is any people here and you boasting in how God deliver you, how he set you free? Anybody boasting and you know what? I hear this person praising God and they going through so much. Man, I would like to be like them. We don't know who is watching our lives. We don't know, my God, and just because of your worship, just because of your praise and your commitment and dedication to God, you don't know whose lives are you touching. They can see that you're going through, but they see your faithfulness. They see you're still happy, that you're still contented, but most of all, they see you still worshiping God in spite of what you're going through. And he said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, bless his name. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. And so God, David is saying tonight, magnify God with him. Lift up Jesus with him. Let us exalt his name. Hallelujah. Don't exalt our problems. Don't lift up our problems and situations. Don't lift up the things that we're dealing with. He said, exalt his name. Lift up the name of Jesus when you're going through. Call on the name of Jesus. He said, whosoever call on the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. There is no way you call on the name of Jesus and he does not show up. He got to show up, glory to God, especially if you're faithful saints of the Most High God. Oh, bless his name. If he could show up for the sinner man who don't even have a relationship and they can say, you know what, I wasn't even saved, but I call on Jesus and God came to my rescue. He said, whosoever call on his name shall be saved. Oh, bless his name tonight. And so Acts chapter 16, 25 and 26 says, it talks about at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. And what they were doing? Singing hymns in their condition in prison. Hallelujah. And other prisoners were listening to them. They were hearing Paul and Silas in a prison, in a dungeon where there's no light, no windows, maybe just a window, but darkness. But they were able to praise God. They were able to sing. And so these prisoners, like I said, somebody may be hearing or watching you. They heard them singing. They listened. And the Bible says suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundation of the prison was shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and every chain came off. Everybody in that system was set free. And so God is saying tonight, you don't know whose freedom depends on your praise. You don't know whose freedom depends on your worship. You don't know whose freedom depends on your commitment to God. Oh, bless his name. You don't know how many chains can be loosed around your neighborhood, my God, and in the sanctuary where you worship. If you would just give God a real praise today, people, you got to tell them, lift your hands to praise the Lord. Open your mouth to praise God. You got to push them and prime them and compel them to praise God. Oh, bless his name tonight. When he said, enter my gates with thanksgiving. Enter my courts with praise. Be thankful unto me. We owe God thanks. God shouldn't have to do nothing for us. But some people can't praise God unless they get a miracle, unless they get a breakthrough, unless something, my God, tangible happens. But we should be able to praise God no matter what our situations and our circumstances may look like. Oh, glory to God, it may look hopeless and useless, but God is saying tonight, find a place to give me a real praise. Find a place to worship me for real. Oh, Jesus Christ on tonight. Psalm 35 and 28 says, my tongue will proclaim your righteousness and your righteous praise all day long. Oh, can you imagine? All day long, they would say his righteous, he would give God righteous praise. My tongue will proclaim your righteousness and your praise all day long. Rather than focusing on what David was going through, he said, I'm going to focus and proclaim your righteousness, your right way of doing things. I don't have no time to focus on what they're doing to me, what the devil is doing to me. A lot of people have talked about what the devil is doing. I don't have no time to focus on what Satan is doing because God is greater. Hallelujah. I have to focus on what the word of God says unto me. And so my tongue, David said, will proclaim your righteousness. Whose righteousness? God's righteousness, men, all day long. Habakkuk 3:17-19 tells us, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall food be in the wine. The laborer of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no more herd in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Verse 19 says, the Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hind feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high place. Hallelujah. And so what is he saying tonight? He says, when you cannot find food, when your cupboards are empty, when you don't know where the next dime is coming from, what he said, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the God of your salvation. He will give you strength in your praises, in worshiping and rejoicing. He's saying tonight that he will make your feet like hind feet, like the feet of a deer. He will give you strength, and he will make your way upon, he will take you in some high places. Praise will take you in places where you have never been before. Why? Because you're showing God, even though I'm going through, I appreciate you this much. Even though I'm being afflicted like David, I am still going to give you praise. I am not going to let nothing shut my mouth. Praise is what I do when I want to get the, this, the woman thinks, she said, I'm never going to stop my praise for no one. I'll never stop my praise. And so God is looking for some praises that would praise him in the midst of whatever they're going through. Psalms 103:1-6 tells us, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. He said, bless my his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my all his benefits. What he did, who forgive all of your iniquities. That's enough to praise God for. God has forgiven us of our iniquities. He has washed away his sins and his blood. He paid a price to clean us up. He paid a price to deliver us. So why is it that we need a big surprise or something to praise God for? The fact that he saved us, the fact that he washed us clean, that alone is enough to say, God, you deserve a praise. Oh, bless his name, who healed all your diseases. And so God wants to heal your diseases. And sometimes healing comes through praising him. Healing can take place when you're worshiping. It ain't all about the doctor and medication all the time, running to the hospital for every little issue. Sometimes just get before God and begin to praise him and worship him in spirit and in truth. I'm telling you, I'm not telling you something. I did it myself. I proved God when I had deadly diseases, hallelujah, cysts on my brain, cysts on my ovary turning cancers. I didn't go. I went to the doctor to check, and then I went before God, and I began to give him praise. I began to worship him, and over 20 years now, I've been delivered. Why? Not because of a medication or a surgery that I needed to take, but I began to find out that my weapon, my God for healing, was in my praise. It was in my mouth. It was in the word of God. Oh, bless his name tonight. He said, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life. God is talking to somebody. He redeems your life from the pit. In a dark place before God deliver us. We're in a dark, my God, in a dark place in sin. Some of us, we've been to dead door. Some of us, we were gang bangers and prostitutes and whatever you could find. Maybe homosexuals, whatever it is. But God said he redeemed our lives from the pit. I used to drink and go out drinking all night, discoing from club to club and bar to bar, blesses me, doing all kind of things. God had to deliver me. And so I rejoice tonight that he redeemed my soul from a pit. He redeemed my life from a pit because I was on my way to a Christless hell. But it took the blood of Jesus to redeem my soul, my life from a Christless pit. Who crowned you with steadfast love and mercy? It was his love. It was his mercy. We are not saved because we're good. We are not saved because we deserve it. We are saved because of the mercy and the love of an awesome, my God, kind-hearted, loving God who satisfies you with good. He satisfies us with good. The word of God is good. Praises is good. Whatever God does to us, it is good. So he satisfies you with good things. And so that's enough to give tonight so that your youth is restored like the eagle, renewed like the eagle. Praise will renew the way you look. Praise will renew your youth. God will change some things in your life. My God, because when you're sick and old, your body began to change, your knees and your joints get weak. Start to praise God and watch God heal you. Start to give God the glory and don't focus on your issue. And he can do it for the woman with the issue of blood after 12 years. Don't tell me he can't do it to you. Don't tell me age have a factor and why we're sick. God is saying tonight, he will renew your youth like the eagle. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. So if you are oppressed tonight, just break off in a praise and watch God get that demon from around you. Demon oppression is a demonic force. It's not just a word. The psychiatrist will make you believe that you need medication, but that's a demonic force, and sometimes you just need to break off in a praise and watch that demon leave your presence. Oh, bless his name tonight. Hebrews chapter 13 and 15 tells us, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. By who? By Jesus Christ. Let us offer, who is Jesus? The word of God. And so he said, by the word of God, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Do we hear what God is saying? By him, Jesus Christ, the word of God, God said, offer the sacrifices of praise from your mouth. Some people don't think opening your mouth is necessary. Some people don't like to hear loud noise, but I'm going to tell you tonight, heaven is filled with noise. The trumpets will be sounding. The angels will be screaming. My God, there'll be such a loud sound in the kingdom. And if you can't stand praises now, which kingdom are you going to? Which heaven do you prepare to go to? Heaven is not a quiet place. It's a place where everybody will be praising. And so some people, you got to get used to opening your mouth. God expects us to open our mouth. Some people will sit down and just walk in, and you can't get them to open their mouth for nothing, as if they're doing you a favor to open their mouth. Nobody's doing nobody a favor. If our relationship with God is what it is, then it don't take nothing for you to open your mouth. It would be so easy, glory to God, tonight. It would be such an honor, my God, to praise him. It would be such a, my God, a blessing. If nobody else don't do it, I will do it. I don't care who is around me. I am going to give God the praise. You know, they look at you like you're crazy when you start to dance and give God the praise, because they don't understand that God bring you from. They don't know what deliverance God did in your life. And so he deserves a praise wherever he brings you from. He deserves a praise, because some of us came from a dark pit. Oh, glory to God on tonight. Lord, help me with this tonight. And he says, so continually give him praise. Continually, with the fruit of your lips. He said, continue to give me praise. Psalms 31 to 4 says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. Praises will lift you up from a dark place, and has not made my foes to rejoice over me. Praise will cause your enemy to become your footstool. They will not rejoice over you. And your enemy could be your sickness. Your enemy could be a disease. Your enemy could be lack and poverty. Your enemy, oh, glory to God, could be a mind battle, depression, oppression. Your enemy could be, you see, when we talk about enemy, we're thinking about people. But your enemy is a battle that is going on. Hallelujah. And so your enemy is spiritual. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, help us tonight. And so he says, thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed, H-E-A-L-D, healed me. Do you understand what David is saying? He said, O Lord, I cried unto thee, not to the doctors, not to your physician. He said, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. God wants to heal you, but he said, cry unto me. Praise me. Trust me. Believe me. Depend on me. David, God is healing from the word of God. I've had many deliverance and healing from just reminding God of his word. He said, it will not return to him void. And verse 3 said, "Oh, Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave." So he was the dead door. I don't care if you're dying tonight. God is saying tonight, if you cry out unto me, if you're standing in the gap for somebody tonight that is dying in the hospital, wherever they are, God said, if you cry out unto me tonight, he said, thou hast kept me alive. Only God can bring deliverance. Only God can bring healing. You can take medications which are meant to suppress the problem. Pharmaceutical industries and doctors, they don't plan on healing you because it's a money-making industry. They will suppress the problem. Only true, genuine deliverance and healing comes from the word of God, comes from a real praise, that hallelujah, that comes from deep within your soul. And so my God on tonight, he said, you have brought my soul up from the grave, and you have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Go where? To the pit of hell. Hallelujah. So he was depending on God. You might say, well, they didn't have no physicians back then. We don't know. But the one thing I do know, they trusted God. Even if they hadn't, David was a man of complete faith and trust in what God says. Hallelujah on tonight. Verse 4 says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. So not only he said praise and worship, prayer, he said sing. Sing unto the Lord. Nobody should have to tell us, open your mouth and sing unto the Lord. It should come with such ease because of our love for God, because of our commitment, our dedication. Singing should be something so joyous that nobody has to push or pump you, even during devotion or praise and worship. So come on, open your mouth and sing. Nobody, my God, our love for God and what he's done for us is enough to say, God, I feel like just praising you. I feel like a song that's a song in my spirit. Sing out a love song to Jesus. Glory to God. Psalms chapter 95, 2-3 said, let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise unto him with songs of praise. How are we coming into his presence? When we come to the house of God, how are we entering into his presence? Some of us enter us not careless and unconcerned. No reverence, no awe, no respect, no fear of God. He said, come into my presence with thanksgiving. Enter my courts with praise. Here in 95, 2-3, he said, come into his presence with thanksgiving. And what he said, let us make a joyful noise. Noise. God is looking for a noise when we come into his presence. He's looking for a noise. And what it says, a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. So how could we come to the temple and not open our mouth to sing praises unto the Lord? That's impossible if we love God. That's impossible. You sitting down there and people have to tell you, stand up. You sitting down there and you refuse to disobedience in the presence of the Lord. You refuse to obey the praise and worship leader. People got to pump you and thumb you. Some people make you feel like you're doing them a favor and they want to sit down on you because dying their praise and worship leader, that's not the person they care to hear. That's not the person they care to be up there. And so they would sit on you and stagnate the service, but the devil is a liar tonight. Oh, glory to God on tonight. And so God is saying, come into my presence with thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise to know that what God is expecting of us once we enter his house. It's no longer about me and about you. It's about him. It is his house, and we are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture, and the shepherd always leads the sheep. And so if his presence and his spirit is there, we have to be led by his spirit, and we got him. Oh, glory to God. Help me with this tonight. For the Lord is great and a great king above all gods. And so if people could pay homage and give respect and honor to a natural king who's sitting on a throne on the earth, how much more shall we not honor and give this great king of kings the praise and the worship, the honor he deserves? 1 Peter 2:9 tells us, you are a chosen people. God has chosen us. He has handpicked you. And it's not just to warm up the seat, warm up the pew. It's not just to come and hear a message. not just to get a prophetic word, but we were created to worship. We were created for praising him. He is looking for worship. He's looking for praise. And he said, you are a royal priesthood. If you are royalty, then we are to act like we are royalty by coming before the king and bowing in his presence and say, I worship you. You look at these movies with kings and queens, and when their subjects come before them, they bow to a man. How much more should we come into God's presence, who is the king of all these kings, and bow in reverence and supplication and brokenness before him when we come before him? It shows how little respect we have for God and how much we honor God by the way we treat him in his house. Oh, bless his name tonight. And he says that you, see, he says God's special possession. Possessions. We ask God's special possessions that you may declare. Listen to what God is saying. Say that you may declare the praises of him who called you, not me. I didn't call you. He said, but who God called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And if you know that God has brought you from a dark place in your life, there should never be a day that goes by that we are too depressed to praise him. We are too bent out of shape to give him glory. We're going through so much that we don't want nobody around us. We don't want to hear nothing about God. Some people get discouraged and backslide because of the depression and all the oppression that they were going through. I know I backslide for 3 years. I was going through so much. I say to hell with God, the church, and these people, and I went back doing my thing. And so I'm learning that when you get to this place in your life, the best thing you can do is pull out a praise. The best weapon you can use is your praises, the word of God. Praise him according to his word. His word is his will. So bless his name. And so he said in Psalm chapter 16, 7 through 8, I will praise the Lord who counsels me even at night. Even at night, my heart instructs me. He said, I will keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. And so God has said, even in the night, sometimes it's good to get up in the middle of the night to not even ask God or even pray. Just begin to worship. Just begin to praise him. Hallelujah. And David said, his right hand will not be shaken. And so praise. There's something about when you praise in God that God protects you. A praiser and a worshiper have a kind of protection from God that nobody else has. Oh, bless his name tonight. He said, I will praise the name of the Lord God with a song. That's Psalm 69 and 30. I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And David is teaching us how to honor God. He's teaching us in these scriptures what God's desire is. Hallelujah. What God expects of us who call ourselves Christians, who call ourselves saints, who call ourselves royal priesthood, chosen generation. This is what he is expecting from us. Psalm 63, 3 to 4 tells us, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. Some people would not open their lips to glorify God if you tell them do it, if their life depended on it. And you said, come on, give God the glory. And here David is saying, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name when I lift up my hands. You can't even get some people to lift their hands up. Glory to God doing worship. And so I don't know about you, but I learned so much from David and what God expects of us. This man had a relationship with God, and here God allowed these words to be written to let us know this is what I'm expecting. This is what I'm looking for from those who say they love me, those who say they are my people, those who say they are saved, those who have been redeemed. This is what I'm looking for. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, not just when you feel like it, not when you think it's convenient, but he said in all circumstances, always give God thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will, God's will for you in Christ Jesus. What he's saying, this is my will for you according to my written word. the anointed word. That's what God is telling us. His will is for us to continually give him thanks. That's what his word says. I will bless him at all times. James 1, chapter 1, 2 to 4 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials, when you enter into diverse temptations, because you know that the testing of your faith was patient. Let patience finish its perfect way so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. And so, like David, we are going to go through some things, but God is saying tonight, when you're going through, count it joy. Don't complain. Don't get all bent out of shape. Count it joy when you enter all kinds of trials. Why? Because the testing, your faith is being tested. He said the testing of your faith was patience. He's teaching you how to be patient when you're going through trials. In this end time, we're going to need a lot of faith and patience for the things that are coming upon the face of the earth. And so he said, let perseverance or patience finish its work in our lives. So what? What is for? So that we may be mature. God wants us to mature and be complete. That's what the word of God says, lacking nothing. God don't want us to have no lack. And so here in this particular scripture in James chapter 1, 2 to 4, he's showing us how to do it. Psalm 59, 16 to 17 says, but I will sing of your strength, and I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning. Now we just dealt with the night. Now here David comes and telling us that he will sing aloud of the steadfast love of God in the morning. How many of you in your house, you sing loud? On your bed, you lay down, but you're singing louder. The whole house can hear you giving God praise. The whole house can hear you singing and worshiping. When last have some of us done that? Hallelujah. Most of the time, we probably praise or maybe worship or even pray in silence. But God is saying tonight, open your mouth. Let the high praises of God be in the atmosphere. For you have been to me a fortress, oh God, and a refuge in the day of my distress. And so what David is saying, I'm going to sing aloud in the morning time. Why? Because God has been a protection, a fortress. When he was stressed out, when he was going through, he said, you brought me out. You are my refuge. You are the one that delivered me from Saul and my enemies. So when I'm laying down in the morning, the whole house is going to hear me singing unto you. And I don't care if they don't like it. Hallelujah. And he said, oh, my strength, I will sing praises to you. For you, oh God, are my fortress, the Lord God who shows me steadfast love. Jeremiah 17 and 14 said, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, O Lord, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. And so even Jeremiah is saying tonight, healing and salvation happen. And he prays God for it. God wants to heal and save. And after he's done it, even before he's done it or do it, he said, give me a praise. After he's done it, give me a praise. Oh, bless his name tonight. Revelation, let me go down to Psalm chapter 71, and I'm closing this in just a few minutes. He said, I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness. Oh, my God, I will sing praise to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy. Can we hear with David how David feels about God? He used to play the harp. He said, I will praise you with the harp. Why? He said, for your faithfulness. My God, if God has been faithful, that's a reason and a good place to give God praise. Oh, bless his name tonight. He said, I will sing praises to you with the lyre and with the string instrument. He said, with my lips, when I sing praises to you, you can't sing praises to God with your mouth shut. Come on, let's shout unto the Lord with the voice of victory. But people don't get it. God expects us to open our mouths and give him a shout. We're not doing anybody a favor by not by shouting. God is getting the glory out of it. He desires praises. He said, when I sing praises to you, my soul also, which you have redeemed. So not only is his mouth and his lips doing it, he said, my soul. You got to praise God from within. You got to praise God, not with lip service. It has to come from on the inside. And if we've given God anything less than that, then we might as well shut up and sit down, because we are wasting our time and God is not getting the glory. He probably even ain't looking at you. Oh, bless his name tonight. He said, and my tongue will talk of your righteous help all the day long. And so he said, God help him. So he's going to go about telling people how the Lord helped him. And he said, when? I am going to do this all day long. How many of us go out and tell God, tell people about how God's been good to us? How many go out and tell about the righteous help of God that he's given us? Some of us don't even testify about what God did for us to anybody else to let them know how good God is. But David is saying, I'm going to talk to other people about God's help to me. I need to let them know that he is real. I need to let them know that I serve a living God. So many people have yet to share what they've been through to, and you don't know who's going to be delivered through your testimony. Bless his name on tonight. And he said, for they have been put to shame and disappointed who sought to do me hurt. And so David was boasting in the Lord and letting people know, hey, you all tried to kill me. You all tried to hurt me. You tried to depress me and do all of this. But he said, tonight you are going to be put to shame. And so let me tell you something. When we learn to praise God and do it from our hearts, while we're praising God, God is dealing with our enemies. Whatever your enemy is tonight, whether it's sickness, pain, there is another person, whatever your enemy is tonight, it may be a mind battle, God is saying tonight, if you praise me, I will kill it. I will destroy it. I will destroy that yoke that is causing you to be depressed. I will destroy that yoke that is causing you to feel weighed down and bound. Oh, bless his name tonight. And so, and if you read what on Psalms 150, it just talks about praising God. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him, my God, in the heavens. Praise him mighty in the mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the tambourine and the dance. Oh, glory to God tonight. Praise him, my God, with the string and the pipe. Praise him with the sounding cymbals. Praise him with the loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that had breath begin to praise the Lord. Do you feel surrounded by your problems? Learn to fight back by praising God. Learn to get into a deep place of worship. You've heard the songs, the sermons, the Bible verses. You've seen it on coffee mugs, quotes about praising God through the storm in your life. It's one thing to sing along and repeat the verses when life is good, but it can be another to turn your heart to praise God when the storms in your life are raging, when you're surrounded by problems and situation is really hard for some people to praise God, and you find them say, I need you to praise because of what they're going through. When you feel surrounded by battles and cares of life, we must believe and know God is by our side. He is surrounding us, and he's fighting for us. We've got to know that he promised never to leave us and never to forsake us. Oh, bless his name tonight. But to be with us until the end of this world. He said the battle is not ours. It belongs to him. God calls us to open our eyes in a tough season. He said it's time to open our eyes and see what is going on. That even in this hour, so many things are going on, and you may feel overwhelmed by what you're dealing with and what you're going through. He said, my God, our trials only come to make us stronger. How, my God, how are you praising God in this season? That is a question tonight. And let us examine ourselves and see how we are praising God. Let us examine ourselves tonight and see that when we go into, if we're still giving God a real praise tonight on this platform, on Facebook, wherever you are. Examine yourself tonight to see if even when you're going through some dark days, if you still give God what he deserves. Bless his name tonight. Can we say that we still praise God? the way he deserves? Are you complaining or murmuring because you feel like he's taking too long to move on your behalf tonight? This is the best time to praise him. He said to wait on him and be of good courage. And he is the one that will strengthen our hearts. Offering a good sacrifice of praise unto God, people of God, will help us overcome a lot of battles, I'm telling you. Offering God a sacrifice of praise tonight will bring us through some hard seasons where we feel like we were going to lose our mind, where we feel like all hope was gone. If you get into a real praise, I'm telling you, it will break some chains and destroy some yoke. Offering God a sacrifice of praise isn't usually the first thought on a lot of people's minds because they are hurting. In fact, our prayers, most of the time, when we pray, are often focused on our needs. How many of you tonight you're going through, but rather than going and praising God and worshiping, we're telling God, oh, God, I need you to do this. God, I'm going through this. We come to God with all of our problems. We come to God with everything that we need. I learned sometimes you just have to worship. Sometimes you just have to praise God. Our apostle said he don't even ask God for nothing. He just get an attitude of worship where he's praising God, and God literally gives him what he needs. And so that's what God is saying. I know what you need. I'm going to supply your need. But if you could just forget about you for a second, if you could forget what you're dealing with, if you could forget all the testing and the trials you're going through, hallelujah, he said, I will move when you begin to praise me, when you begin to worship me. He said, your need is already met. You have no lack because he is the shepherd. So why do so many of us find ourselves getting stressed out or angry and not praising God when we're going through, when God already said, I've already answered you, I've already met your need, the battle has already been won. So why is it it's so hard for us to believe God and say, God, I believe you, so I'm just going to stay in an attitude of praise? We have to remember, as I close this, that we all have to go through a process. You got to go through a process that those people in the Bible that went through and were even killed. Oh, glory to God tonight. People like Job. We know the story of Job and what Job had to endure. He said, even though he slay me, yet I will trust God. The three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they know that they were going to be thrown in the fire. And they told the king, we don't care to answer you. It doesn't matter what you do. We have made up our mind to go in the fire, to go through the trials, because we know that God is with us. And so do we have the mentality that even if we're in the fire, going in the fire, we know that God is with us, so we got to trust God. You could be like Daniel. He was thrown in a den of lions because he prayed too much, and they didn't like it. If you find yourself in the lion's den, what to do? That is the best place to praise God. When you can't pull your hands out of that situation, when you can't pull yourself out of that situation, it's like putting your hands in that lion mouth, and you're gonna lose a hand. And so God is saying tonight, that's the best place to give me praise in this last hour. You may be like Paul and Silas, and like Peter, they were thrown in prison, and they began to worship in a dark place. And so what God is saying tonight, and if you look at Jeremiah, he was thrown in a pit. The prophets of old, they didn't have an easy life. They didn't have a good life like many of us have today. Bless his name. Just to name a few of these people that went through some things. They went through great trials and suffering, but they never lost their faith in God. God is saying, just give me praise in all things. Give me thanks tonight. Be careful for whatever state you find yourself in. Let's look at, my God, what God is saying. Whatever state you find yourself in, he said, give me praise. It was not only praise that David used, but David used the word of God as a weapon to defeat the forces of darkness. The word of God is living, and it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is piercing even to the dividing of the soul and the spirit and of the joints and the marrow tonight. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intent of our hearts. There is nothing hidden from God's sight. All things are naked and open. Like the woman of God said, there can be hide from God tonight. And God is saying there is nothing naked and open to, that we can hide from him. One day, my God, we must stand before God to give an account. And so God's word diagnoses the condition of man's heart like a surgeon. When you go to surgery, the surgeons have a precision. They're very precise when they cut. And so God is saying, that's how my word is. It will cut you. It lays open the heart and accurately discerns the spiritual health. When the word of God exposes our weaknesses and unbelief, this demonstrates its power, sharpness, and accuracy. God's word brings us health, blessing, prosperity, and faithfulness. When we learn to hide the word of God in our hearts, and trials and testing and temptation comes our way, we are able to remind God of his word and to praise our way through. And so God is saying tonight as I close, look at your trial. Stop looking at it. Stop focusing on what you're going through. Stop focusing on that affliction. Stop focusing on your children that has given you so much problems. That job that is giving you problems, whatever it is, he says, stop focusing on what is giving you problems. He says, stop focusing on your affliction. Stop focusing on that sickness and that disease. You're focusing on that so much and attending doctors so much that we forget that praises is what we need. We forget that the word of God is a weapon that we need. Glory to God. Our worship is a weapon of what we need. And so his weapon to get the victory tonight and overcome was praise and the word of God. And I'm done tonight. And so God set David as an example to us that he defeated his enemy to praise, hallelujah, to worship, hallelujah, to the word of God. Are we defeated tonight or are we using the word? Are we defeated tonight? Or are we praising our way out? Are we defeated tonight? Or are we spending time in worship? Oh, glory to God tonight. Hallelujah tonight. What is our weapon that we're using tonight to come out of what we're in? Oh, bless his name tonight. God is asking us a question. What is your weapon tonight? Why are you cast down, oh, my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Why is our soul grieved because of what we're dealing with? Oh, bless his name tonight. God gives us the answer tonight through David, through the scriptures. All night we were talking about the praise. All night we're talking about trusting God's word. And so God comes to us tonight to tell us whatever it is that you're dealing with, he said, give me a praise. Whatever you're dealing with, give me worship. But all that you're dealing with, continue to be faithful. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't walk away. Don't get discouraged. Don't get depressed. Don't be bound. Don't let Satan tie you down with chains of bondage and oppression and depression. Oh, bless his name tonight. And so God is speaking to give me a praise. The woman of God, come on with praise. And so God is saying, She literally came on doing what God says we need to do. All through the scripture, God saying, this is what I desire. This is what I require. Stop being defeated. Stop living a life of defeat. Learn to praise me. Learn to glorify me no matter what your situation looks like. God said, just give me a praise tonight. And I praise God for his word. Father, I thank you that we would hide this word tonight in our hearts, that we would not sin against you. Give us the strength to persevere. Give us the strength to pass the test. Process us, oh God. And while we're going through the process, help us to learn to praise you. Because praise is comely. It is right for us to give. It is right for us to do. And it's what you are expecting from us. No matter what they're going through, you're asking us tonight to give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. And I'm done tonight. And so if there's anyone here tonight on this platform and you're going through something and you don't know how to get out, if you want a prayer tonight, you can press star 6 and come on over. But I believe the word of God is quite clear. I believe the word of God is so accurate tonight. And I believe the word that came forth is the answer that somebody is looking for. But if you desire more of God or more prayer, you can come on this platform and we will stand in agreement with you tonight and pray and believe God with you tonight in Jesus' name. But if there's no one, we turn this back in the hands of Evangelist Godley.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My God. My God. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for this word on tonight. Amen. We just give God thanks. We give him praise on tonight for this word, people of God. Then no matter where you find yourself, yes, you can praise your way through. Amen. Glory to God. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight for this word. Amen. We thank him. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, I know you were blessed on tonight. Amen. And the woman of God has opened for salvation. We just want to know, amen, just a final check if there's anyone that would like prayer on tonight as well. You already know, just press star 6 and come over. If you would like for her to touch and agree with you on tonight, just press star 6 and come over to the platform. Amen. And she is ready to touch and agree with you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Press star 6. If you would like for her to pray with you on tonight, to touch and agree with you on tonight. Amen. Just press star 6. Glory to God. Press star 6. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Go ahead, caller. You're on the platform. Phone off of mute, maybe. You're on the platform, but we're not hearing
praise
you speaking.
Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, this is Mother Boy. I'm calling in requesting prayer for someone that just got news that they have cancer, and I'm also praying for someone that has diabetes and already has been amputated. But I'm just believing God for them until they can catch hold to faith, and I'm constantly witnessing. And I just request a prayer for the sick tonight because I've been there and I know how it is. Praise God, he's healed my body and he's raising me up. So that is my prayer tonight.
Amen, amen. We praise God for you that has come in faith tonight, woman of God, to stand in the gap on behalf of somebody else. And we know tonight that God is a God that hears and answers prayer. And he said if any two touch and agree, we may not be able to touch. But he said we come into agreement on this night, oh bless his name, that he is in the midst, that he is going to move. And so, Father, as we lift this prayer request up in the mighty name of Jesus, as we God. Yes, his name. Look to you tonight, who is the old man, finished our faith. As we come to praise you on this night, As we come to tell you, thank you, Lord God, we know that your word is powerful. We know God is quick and it is sharper than any two-edged sword. We declare that you execute your word tonight as we pray. The word,
oh
God, that is sharp and quick tonight
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you tonight as we come to agreement, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, people are before you, Lord God, that you, God, would touch them tonight from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Oh God, we believe by faith.
Yes, Lord.
Your word, God, hallelujah, God, and your word is life, and your word is beautiful. And so, God, we send your word to the hospital tonight. We send God your power. And oh, God, we release angels tonight from the presence of all God. God.
Yeah.
Oh God, we take your anointing, destroy that yoke. We send the anointing to the bad sick. Destroy that yoke. There is no distance in prayer. And so we thank you, Lord. I thank you for doing it now. I thank you now, God. I don't know about you, that I'm praising God for their healing. I'm praising God for deliverance. I'm praising God for breaking through. I'm praising God for moving. I'm praising God for touching their bodies. I thank you, God, for sending them home.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you're working now as you pray. You're doing it, you're doing a work on the inside of their bodies. Right now, God. Oh, mighty Jesus. Your word, send your word, send your word to the hospital. Baba Haya. Your word is spirit and life tonight, God. And we believe your word.
Jesus.
Thank you for the manifestation of this word and your prayer, God. This prayer and your word.
Yes.
Hey, Holy Ghost fire. God said, just stay, and we have already prayed. God said, you continue to pray him. He said, I've already broken it. Just give me the praise. He said, give me the praise. Every time you think about them, I'm fixing it right now. God, you praise me. Praise me for the victory that's already been. The battle has been fought. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Into the ward in the hospital right now. Moving by their bedside.
Thank you, Jesus.
Deliverance is here. Jesus, we seal this tonight against every backlash. And any spirit of repentance. We cancel your plan tonight and we mobilize your power in the name of Jesus. And the seal by saying that.
Prayer on tonight, Gloria. Bring them.
today.
Bring them tonight. Amen. Let's see what the Lord will say.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the victory, God. Yes, God. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Holy Ghost.
Thank you for
being here. Glory to God. Press star six. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. There's no one else, my God. My God, my God. Amen. If there's no one else tonight, glory be to God. We just give God thanks and praise. And even if you didn't come over tonight, we pray that even as the prayer was going forth, that you called out that your name, you called out that loved one's name right there in the midst of the prayer, glory to God, where as we gather together in the presence of the Lord, amen. And we thank God tonight for all that he has done. Truly, as I always say, we can say tonight that the Lord has done us well, amen. We can say that. Amen. We can definitely say that on tonight. That has done us well. Amen. We just thank him tonight. We glorify him tonight. We thank him. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You got to know that the Lord has done great things for us on tonight. And again, for that, we are so grateful. Amen. Glory to God. I want to let you know that you can't get a copy of the broadcast tonight, people of God. Amen. You can get a copy. That number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Good to God. Amen. Just have a brain fog right there. Amen. Of our other number. But for tonight, if you would like to get a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, just text me and we'll certainly get that out to you. Amen. Glory to God. Again, we thank God. We bless him for tonight. Amen. We bless God for his messenger on tonight. We thank God for the message. We thank him for the message. And even so, people of God, we want to look towards our speaker tonight. Glory to God. If we had all the money in the world, it wouldn't be enough to give her on tonight for being a blessing to the body of Christ. Amen. We pray that you have shifted. We pray that you have moved people of God to another permission in this work. Amen. We pray that you have shifted. Amen. That you have been quickened by the fire of the Holy Ghost. We pray on tonight, glory be to God, that you are made aware, amen, by his spirit on tonight. So tonight we give God thanks and praise, amen. Father, we give you praise and thank you again on tonight. We're thanking you for your messenger. We're thanking you for your messenger this night, oh God, that you've handpicked, that you've hand-chosen for an hour and a time such as this. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We honor, we glorify you, Father. Now we're asking that you would look upon your servant tonight. We're asking that you would look upon her favorably on tonight, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you tonight to look upon her ministry, look upon her family, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, look upon them. Look upon them, each and every one, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're asking that you would bless your servant now. We're asking that you would bless what she's not been blessed on tonight. Father, we're thanking you for yourself, the self-same anointing, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus, that you placed upon your servant. We're asking, oh God, that you will cause doors of utterance to be opened. Cause the doors of utterance to be opened, that this gospel can go forth to a dying world and deliver, glory to God, unto a dying people. Glory to God, and coming with the message to look up and live. Amen. And we give God thanks. Father, we thank you. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for all you've done. We're thanking you on tonight for all that you are yet to do. We give you glory. We give you honor. In thy precious name, Jesus, hide now your servant behind your precious cross. Cover him in your shed blood. Cover him and he shall be covered. Hide him so and he shall be hid. For this we give you thanks again. For this we give you praise. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you again, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you. On tonight, we thank God for you. As always, we thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And at this time, we're going to release the platform back to you, woman of God, for the final remarks and for the blessing of the Lord. Amen. You have the platform.
Amen. Bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Tonight, I just want to leave these few words from Psalm 119 with you that says, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Remember the word of thy servant which thou hast caused me to hope. But 50 said, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. 71 says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. 75 said, I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou art faithful, that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. And the last 176 says, let I pray thee thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. And so what God is saying tonight, that he allows some things to happen. He allows us to be afflicted. But he said tonight, let the word of God comfort us. Let the word of God take root in us. Let the word of God be our strength. Let the word of God be our guide. Everything in this last hour is about the word of God. And so what God is saying unto us tonight, that whatever we're going through, use my word. The word of God will bring you deliverance in every situation and circumstances you may be dealing with in this time and in this season. The word of God will never fail you. God cannot fail. Jesus cannot fail. The word can never fail. And so I want to encourage you tonight to hold on to God. Hold on to his word. Hold on to your praises. Don't let go. Because God is going to move. He's doing a new thing. And it's coming with a fight. It's not going to come easy. And so tonight, hold on to what God has promised you, maybe to a prophetic word, to his written word, to the reading of the word. But God said, whatever I have promised you, you hold on to that. And while you're holding on, give me praise and watch my hands move. And so God bless you tonight, each and every one of you. I took the time to listen. May God make his face to shine upon each and every one of us. And that he would lift us, his countenance upon us, and give us his peace. Father, I thank you for these people that have gathered from near and gathered from far, wherever they're listening in from tonight.
Oh, God, that they have been blessed by thy word, that they have been encouraged by thy word, that they have grown yet another time because of thy word. And, God, their faith has increased in you because of this word, to trust you more, God, to depend on you more, God. In the name of God, I pray, God, that you would cover each and every one on this platform with the blood. Cover this platform, this prayer line with your blood. Let no weapon formed against this people and this prayer line prosper. We want to thank you, God, for moving every obstacle and hindrance, God, that has been set to be a stumbling block before your people. Father, may this week be a week of increase and release in the lives of your people. Father, may this week, God, be a week of prosperity and blessings for someone. God, may this week be a door-opening week, my God, a mind-blowing week for someone that has been living by faith and believing you. And now, God, as you depart this place, this phone line, but not your presence, that you would cover everyone, the evangelist Bradley, her prayer team, her prayer warriors tonight, with the blood of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us for this big prosper. Neutralize every weapon that is formed, that is planned for this week. We neutralize it and bring it to null and void. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you, and he bring every work to naught. And Father, we thank you for a prosperous week. And until we meet again, God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. We bless God tonight. Amen, people of God. Again, if you'd like to get a copy of the broadcast, certainly just text us, and we will get that out to you, amen, as quickly as possible. Again, thank God for you, woman of God. Thank God for you, amen, that have come to be a part of tonight's experience. And what an experience it was. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Don't forget our speaker will be, amen, the woman of God. Amen. She will come back on tomorrow night. Glory be to God, to bring forth the word as well. Blessings to you, people of God. We love you, and we look forward to seeing you on tomorrow night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.